iPods, iPads, iTouch, Google, the web. These are all things that we use every day to keep up with our friends. And now, as teachers, we can keep up with our classrooms. Textbooks are good enough, right? Wrong. Sharon Faith's instructional technology class made me realize that paper and textbooks are way overrated. Why use archaic teaching methods when we can use our favorite gadgets? Four projects that I had fun learning about and using in class were my blog, the web quest I created using Zoodle, the radio broadcast using the audio program called Audacity, and the Jing tutorial I made. Keeping up with my blog forced me to stay in tune with the technological world, as well as news regarding curriculums and teaching. WebQuests are an efficient way of getting your students to not only work together, but to gain higher level thinking skills in a fun way. It may not seem like they're doing work by using WebQuests, but the way the WebQuests are designed, it pushes them to think outside of the box with critical questions. Audacity is what we use to take clips of different songs, mesh them together, and create a radio broadcast. I really enjoyed Audacity because it allows you to play DJ and get creative. Creating the Jing tutorial was also one of my favorites. I always wondered how publishers on YouTube made their tutorials, and now I can make one too using the Jing application. We also learned about Web 2.0 tools in class, which I thought was very cool. Four Web 2.0 tools I found very useful when it came to finishing assignments were Wikihood, Glogster, Wurl, and Inspiration. Wikihood is a neat app that students can use as a research tool. They can use it in any area on their iPod Touch or iPad and learn all about the important facts and the history of an area. Forget cardboard posters and glue. Students can use Glogster and Wordle, Web 2.0 tools that help you get creative with font collages and online posters. Finally, Inspiration helps me organize my personal learning network, my PLN, in an easy-to-understand, eye-appealing way. Everyone has a PLN that is created based on their personal references. A PLN is designed around their preferred social media tools and professional organizations. Social media tools can include Facebook or Twitter, blogs, webinars, Skype, etc. Professional organizations such as NJEA, or the New Jersey Association of Educational Technology can also be handy in your personal learning network. Inspiration is the tool I used to create a visual understanding of my PLN with clip art and web templates. The easiest and coolest way to keep up with your work and lessons is to have your very own website. I thought it would be complicated, but it was very simple to make mine using Google Sites. I can create pages on my site and then insert all of my projects into the tabs there. This way I can easily pull up my portfolio anytime, anywhere, on my iPad, iPod Touch, tablet, or whatever gadget you prefer. Taking a class on instructional technology is a must if you want to be a good teacher. Teaching methods are changing with the times, and to be a better teacher, you need to know how to use the resources at your fingertips.